CNN breaking news. This is CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. CNN breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking 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 news.
Marie Stephanie. Je m'appelle Stéphanie. My name is Stephanie.
Moi, elle est Stéphanie. Moi, j'aime radio WGSC 90.7 FM EK.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Tyler Burton of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. On the ballot with Wisconsin's Supreme Court race April 1st was a question to enshrine a voter ID requirement into the state's constitution. Voter ID is popular in Wisconsin and elsewhere, but comes with unintentional or perhaps intentional consequences. A 2024 poll by the Pew Research Center found 82% of Americans favored government-issued ID for voting, and Wisconsin already has a voter ID law in place since 2011. The recent ballot question asked whether voters should be required to present a valid photo ID, but deferred to state law as to the type of ID. It passed 63% to 27%. At the moment, the state accepts a Wisconsin driver's license, a non-driver ID, military ID, U.S. passport, tribal ID card, student ID card, naturalization papers, or a VA health card. But the devil, as they say, is in the details. While Wisconsin allows some student IDs, VoteBeat reports that IDs from the 50,000 student University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses are not acceptable for voting. The state offers a free ID for voting, but requires applicants to appear in person at the DMV with citizenship, residency, or other documents. Disability activists say 11 of Wisconsin's DMV offices are not handicapped accessible. We've linked to more on Wisconsin's voter ID amendment at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Thank you. You are about to hear clips from the hands-off Hudson Valley Fights Back rally that was held at the Kingston Academy Green Park on April 5th, 2025.
Thank you.
Heard clips from the hands-off Hudson Valley Fights Back rally that was held at the Kingston Academy Green Park on April 5th, 2025.
My best friend needs something more than I can give. Something more than I can give. Okay, something. Hold it.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I worry if what my opponent seeks here in North Carolina happens, it's like dropping a match in a very dry forest and the wildfire will spread rapidly, and we have to guard against that.
North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs says the foundations of democracy are at risk. 5 months since she narrowly won re-election to the state's high court, her Republican challenger is still suing to disqualify more than 60,000 legitimately cast ballots, which he claims lacked voter ID information. A lower court ruling gave these voters 2 weeks to fix their ballots or have them tossed. The state's Supreme Court has paused that order. Labor unions rallied in more than 50 cities against proposed cuts to higher education and a crackdown on international students. University of Massachusetts Boston lecturer Joe Ramsey says it's tough to teach students when they're afraid to speak their minds.
The injury being done to our most vulnerable international immigrant students and workers right now is an injury to all of us. Our ability to know the world so that we can change it and engage it meaningfully.
The State Department has so far revoked around 300 student visas, many for students involved in pro-Palestinian and anti-war activities. The Department of Homeland Security and the IRS have reached an agreement to share information on undocumented taxpayers. Murad Awada with the New York Immigration Coalition says the move threatens the safety of thousands and forces them into the shadows.
The federal government should be expanding pathways to legal status, not punishing people who are doing everything they can to contribute to our economy.
Critics point out that the migrants pay billions in taxes, often without collecting Social Security or other benefits. The Trump administration says the information is essential to public safety and election integrity. The Texas Senate has passed a bill to require proof of citizenship for both new and existing voter registrations. Opponents say it could disenfranchise eligible voters who lack the documents. Republican State Representative Brian Hughes calls it common sense.
Part of the reason for this bill is so we'll have some idea of how many folks are registered to vote or seeking to register to vote, but don't have proof of U.S. citizenship.
The bill would require existing registrations be canceled if a voter's citizenship has not been verified. Election workers could face felony charges if they register a non-citizen. A federal judge has ruled Pennsylvania's requirement that voters handwrite the date on their mail-in ballot's outer envelope violates the First Amendment. And a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration restore access for the Associated Press. AP reporters were banned from the Oval Office and Air Force One after the organization refused to recognize the Gulf of America in its style book. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A small church in rural Pennsylvania is doing big things for its community and the climate.
We do believe that the earth and the cosmos are created by God, by a divine being. And because we love God and love our neighbors, we feel called to care for that environment, especially as we see climate change and more extensive natural disasters.
That's Reverend Julia Brown of Solomon's United Church of Christ in South Central Pennsylvania. Last fall, her congregation worked with a nonprofit called Revolve to have 30 solar panels installed on the church roof. The main goal was to reduce carbon pollution.
To do what we could in our little corner of the earth.
But the solar was also a smart financial move. It's expected to save the church tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the system.
With less money going into our operations and our overhead, it means we have more money to put into our missions and outreach.
Including a community garden where people can grow food for free, and a program that sends meals home with elementary school students on weekends. So for this congregation, installing solar is a way to care for God's creation and their neighbors. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.